Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
But right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody, is a music that is all beat, strong beat, and talk. It's rap music, and it sounds like this.
Welcome to RJ Hates Rap, a rap podcast with Sasha Consequence. I am still here.
Yes.
Your host, Hope.
Yes, you are.
With the student.
That wasn't words.
With the student.
Ah, thank you for speaking to me in the Lord's English.
That's good. With the NBA gayoffs. The NBA gayoffs.
Still technically the Lord's English, but
did you know the NBA playoffs are going on right now?
No.
How?
I thought that was March.
That
everyone was so mad
because they were madness. I realized mad was in madness, and I was like, "Oh shit! You already did the thing."
Yeah. I do that sometimes. I beat you to the joke. That happens every episode, right, guys?
And here's a montage of every single time RJ has beaten me to the joke. Nothing. There's no montage, of course. So I thought that we would play a quick little game. So on the premier NBA post-game show inside the NBA, Charles Barkley, Shaq, Kenny Jett Smith, Ernie Johnson, they play a game called Who He Play For.
I know who some of those people are.
Ernie Johnson?
Is a basketball player.
That's literally the one basketball player that's not on the show. The one person who didn't play basketball is Ernie Johnson.
But he sounds like he could have had he not blown out his knee in high school.
Nope, played baseball, actually. I mean, he probably played a little basketball. Anyway, they play a game called Who He Play For, where at the start of the season, they will ask Charles Barkley, a random player in the league, and what team that random player plays for, that this professional basketball analyst should know.
Oh, so it's like, who does he play for, but not in the Lord's English?
Hey. If the Lord was from Compton, which we'll get to, then maybe. So I thought we'd do with some of the an easier version for some of the teams who are currently, when this is recorded, in the NBA playoffs, which is actually all the teams. So start really, really easy. Who he play for? LeBron James.
It's not Cleveland anymore. Now it's LA.
LA what?
Lakers.
Yeah! Okay!
Yay!
Okay. How about James Harden?
You made that person up.
You...
He's Houston.
He was Houston, but not anymore. He plays for the Nets.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Toronto.
Now, they weren't even in the league this year because of COVID.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
They had to move to Tampa because Tampa is the Canada of Florida?
What?
I don't know. That's the only city that would take them.
The Tampa Raptors were a thing?
I mean, they were called the Toronto Raptors, but they just played all their games in Tampa.
What?
I don't make the rules.
You're Canadian, and you can literally go anywhere. Mm-hmm. You can go to any city in the lower... No, honestly, the other two were too. Any city in 50 states, and you choose willingly to become a Trampa Tampon.
The Trampa Tampon Raptors, yes.
That is... incorrect.
Okay, for a super tiebreaker before we get to the episode, can you go to the chat right now and read the name I just posted?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You halfway through, you went deaf. That's just a two-time reigning MVP of the NBA at the time of this recording.
Uh-huh. And his name is pronounced?
Nope. Greek freak is what I call him. RJ. Yes. A few weeks ago, I brought up a certain producer named Suge Knight. And as this
is... I don't think you did.
You're going to have to make me fucking go... Here's what I said about Suge Knight.
I'm sorry.
Maybe we'll do like a song like California Love, and I can just like have a segment in that where we just talk about Suge Knight. Suge Knight might be the most dangerous man in rap.
I'm sorry.
Who? You, again, you didn't hear what was said because you don't remember what was said literally yesterday, but... Yeah. We'll get to Suge Knight later, but Suge Knight was a producer on Death Row Records. And I thought this was our second to last episode before we go on our mini break, even though we've been on a break. Shut up. I don't care. All you. Go listen to some old episodes. There are 167 of them, you fucks.
Yeah.
Thought we would have a song that kind of, we're going to talk about him, and quite possibly the most famous song we've done on this show.
More famous? Than Lil Bow Wow? More famous than Kevin Federline? More famous than, dare I say, your favorite rapper Diddy?
I understand why people want new content now. Because at 4 minutes and 45 seconds... From the album All Eyes on Me, though technically not this version...
Kanye!
He's on the blacklist. We're not allowed to play him.
Sounds like something he would name an album.
You're not wrong. The song is California Love. Hey, RJ, what's California Love about?
It's about people who fool themselves into thinking that their shit town is worth living in, when in reality, the second anyone goes there, anyone, because no one's actually from there, they all just go there. Mm-hmm. When they get there, they're like, it's a dry heat. And then they tell themselves that, and eventually they start to believe it, and that becomes happiness, but it's like the empty happiness that's essentially the donut hole of happiness. That's L.A.
Two things about that. Again, the song's called California Love, and you called California Town.
This is definitely all about L.A.
Get ready for a lot more California slander. We'll be right back.
I mean, before we go, Tobe, if you could just tell me one rap song about San Francisco, I'll shut up.
San Francisco Love! And we're back. Hey, RJ.
Yeah. Point for me, by the way.
Yeah, you weren't wrong. It's like 90. It's like 95% right. They throw in a few of the other.
Yeah.
Less known.
Tweet us at RJ Hates Rap. The first song about any other any other city in California, not LA, that you know a rap song about. And Tope will put it in the next season.
Yeah, sure. Why not? No, I won't. Fuck you. RJ, did you like the song?
Oh, it's classic Tope. You can't not like the song.
It's a great song.
It's a great fucking song. About a horrible fucking place.
We'll get to that, but before, who are the opposite of a horrible rappers and singer on this song?
What?
Who are...
There are three individuals?
Yeah. Three very different sounding people.
No, yeah, I just counted two.
Surprised what the... I don't know what the... You go either way. Either you're racist or you think it's a sample. Lean Turn is the first one, but let's see which one you think it is.
Well, you know, let me see here. West Coast. A direct reference to Dr. Dre. That record company that I that doesn't matter.
This is good. This is good. It's all good.
It's Biggie.
You know. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're doing this to fuck with me. You know. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. And for that, you need to name three things you love about LA by the end of this episode.
All right. They have, you know how, like, when you're in New York, like, you know how, like, you can tell immediately if you like, if you're gonna like someone, if you're your best friends the second you first meet them, because they are, you know, they wear their emotions on their sleeve. They get it. Well, LA is like, let me be fake and terrible and smile because you're in my way getting to my spin class, and that some people like.
Okay, I'll count that one. Welcome to the show for the first time. On the course and the bridge, Roger Troutman. Just a old cool guy with a little talk box. He did the course.
Troutman.
T-R-O-U-T-M-A-N. Troutman.
Yep, that would be how you spell it.
And welcome back to the show, Dr. Dre. And I the think. Legend. The West Coast Messiah, Tupac. That's it. He gets no last name. He gets no last name. I'm this
sure
one.
He has one.
He does. Shakur. Yeah. But he gets just Tupac now.
Oh.
He's Tupac on the album, so he's Tupac. RJ, questions, comments.
Yeah.
Things you love about LA / California. Specifically,
I don't
LA?
Think Tupac's ever been. Ask him. Ask him.
Well, that's fucked up. You know the answer to this, you dick.
Huh?
He's dead.
All right. Yeah, I knew.
No, he was born in New York City, so maybe you're onto something, except the video was shot in California, so he's been there at least once, and I think he was incarcerated in California.
What is California love, Tope? How is it the city of sex? Is it just because that's where the porn is?
The line is... Back a best for you, Jimmy, in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state
where the bomb ass him be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty. And another thing!
There it is. Yeah, go, go off. Go off. I was waiting for this. Go off.
The other thing that I love about LA,
yeah.
From their food to their sayings to their people, is none of it's from there. They just stole it, and they're like, this is here now.
Well,
Sunshine State. Yeah. Poke bowls. Yeah. Whatever an acai berry is. None of that shit can grow there. Nothing can grow there.
I mean, they didn't steal the Sunshine State. Dre just fucked up. Well, Dre's ghostwriter fucked up because he didn't actually write the verse to this. He, as we've said before, he had ghostwriters. He produced a track, but would have people write his own raps for him, as I do for your script every week and you for my script every week.
Huh?
Yeah, we have ghostwriters. I write your script, and then when you don't write my script, we hire... Aziz Ansari. I couldn't think of any. I don't know what the first person I could think of.
He's very affordable.
Yeah, he is. I think Michael Che ghost wrote for me a few episodes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
it's all the same bits, basically. But no, I will say, of all the things in the song, that actually, as two Florida boys, that actually does somewhat upset me that he calls it the Sunshine State. That's our shit. We don't get a lot in shitty Florida, but we get that saying that we're
we get quite a bit. It's just not real. It's not that positive.
That's a great point.
There's a lot to say, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a funny thing about this song was originally supposed to be a Dre song. He wrote three verses for the song, and we'll get to Suge Knight later. Trust me, you're gonna know a lot about him at the end of this podcast. But Suge Knight, Tupac had just literally got out of jail, then they posted bail, and after they posted bail for him, he went straight to the studio and started recording his album. He did a guest verse on this song, and then Suge Knight's like, nah, this is a Tupac song now. and he made it a Tupac featuring Dre on Dre's own original song.
Huh.
So that's...
Do you think that made it a better song?
Yeah, fucking it's Tupac. I mean, when the man is right, he's right. It's fucking Tupac in his prime.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess he died in his prime, but it's Tupac in his prime. I'm sorry, Dre, but Tupac destroyed his verse on this, and it's fucking Tupac. any other questions, comments, things you loved about the beautiful fake Sunshine State?
Yeah, no. I'm having a little bit of a hard time from a geographical perspective, Tope.
Yes, yes.
Would you mind clarifying, where exactly are we? Where are we talking about?
California.
Yeah, yeah. The city of what?
The line is...
Do you know how cities work? Municipalities are hard to establish and even harder to keep, especially when, you know, there's one border that just goes straight from one to the other. It can happen. Don't get me wrong. Cities of brotherly love and all of that. But at the same time, there's going to be a township. There's going to be a collection. There might be unincorporated territory. This doesn't all just happen one on top of the other. There's got to be a mayor somewhere.
Okay, that's one less thing you have to say nice about LA, because I think you said, I don't think anyone's ever said what you just said on a rap podcast ever. Like, legitimately, yeah. Ever in the history. Yeah. Well, I thought they were like, I thought Watts was like a neighborhood.
Never heard of it, so probably. Because Compton is, right? Compton's just a neighborhood.
I think
Compton is like a borough.
I think it's like, yeah, it's like a district.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a not city.
Okay, so if I can stall, I'm going to say onlog, because that's what I do when I'm trying to stall when I'm thinking of a bullshit. I would say the city is the vibe. You know, you're right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. He clearly knows what he's talking about from the sporacle quiz he was passing at the end of the song.
Wait, we'll get that in a second, but would it make it any better if this is actually a chorus taken from another song that they were legally not stealing?
There it is.
The cook that they definitely 100% probably stole and did not pay any residual rules is...
Mm-hmm. California knows how to party.
Words basically that they obviously, of course, 100% didn't pay for, but so it's not Troutman's fault, it's not Dre's fault, it's not Tupac, it's not Suge Knight's, it's whoever made that
the
song.
Lawyers,
yes, from now on, we'll blame the lawyers who should have caught this when they were trying to license this song. They should have been like, hey, we should probably change to like the city of. Any actual city.
San Francisco.
Oh, you can't have that.
Yeah, you can. There's district. You could have a nice little chorus about the Castro. or the Wharf. And that's all I know about districts of San Francisco.
So two things. So I just went on the Wikipedia. I'm fucking getting older. Whatever.
.en.
Yes, actually, yes. So we went to Watts, LA. Watts is a neighborhood in southern Los Angeles. Okay, perfect.
Southern Central, perhaps?
South Central, if you will. Compton is a city in southern Los Angeles County, California. So technically, it's one of the oldest cities in the county. So it is. It's known as, I think it was the 8th city in California to incorporate. So it's called a hub city. So technically, it is a city. It is the city of Compton.
Oh, shit. Nobody on this podcast knew it.
No.
Listeners, hosts, Tupac didn't even know.
I just listen to you with white people shit, usually, and I just assume you're right, so that's on me.
Alexa, who's the mayor of Compton?
Compton, California's manager is Craig J. Cornwell.
Manager?
The mayor of Compton is Aja Brown, A-J-A Brown. She is a black woman, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has been the mayor since 2013. 18th mayor of Compton, California, which must be a very fucking hard job.
One of the oldest cities in California, and yet they have had how many mayors?
18 mayors!
That doesn't sound right.
No. The last mayor was mayor from 2013, was his last term, and he became being mayor in 1989. No, that's not true at all. 2001.
Well, I mean, you have to be aware of a city's existence in order to vote in its election. Oh, that's what it is, isn't it?
Why?
Oh my god.
Why are you shitting on? Why are you shitting so much on Compton?
Oh, what do you think Nope, let's not go there. They'll come to their own conclusions.
Oh, let's, that's a bad idea, RJ. RJ, do you have any more before we go to the beautiful, beautiful history of Suge Knight?
Yeah, one question, Toby. Mm-hmm. Who is Elliot Ness?
Oh, fuck it. Word of the week.
Word of the week.
The word of the week is Elliot Ness. Hey, RJ, you want to hear it in a sentence? Want to hear it in a sentence, I guess?
No, he's a basketball player.
Hey, RJ, who Elliot Ness play for?
He plays for San Francisco.
One less thing you have to say. You only need one more nice thing to say about LA. If you tell me what team plays in San Francisco, if any.
Giants.
Fuck, I should have said a sport. You're right.
Yeah, but there's no point to the NBA. How many lakes are there in LA, Tope?
Well, first
off, how much jazz is there in Utah, Tope?
Well, first off, you said San Francisco Giants.
How many Raptors are there in Canada, Tope?
I can actually answer all those questions.
Is it all zero?
First off, San Francisco Giants is baseball, but I said just name a team in San Francisco, so you're technically right there, the Warriors. Second off, the Lakers used to be in Minneapolis, land with 10,000 lakes, and then they moved and kept the name. The Jazz used to play in New Orleans, so when they moved to Utah, they kept the name. The Raptors, Jurassic Park was shot there.
In Canada?
No.
Well, Canada's beautiful.
I mean, it might have been. This probably shot on fucking an island or.
Yep, in Hawaii. Everyone knows this.
No one knows this. That's a white people thing.
You think that they faked all of those pristine riverlands in Canada?
Yes. Of course they did. Okay. The line is.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I forgot how we got down this one.
So Elliot Ness basically was, I think, a prohibition agent officer, and he basically went up against Al Capone, and he nicknamed his team of agents the Untouchables because they couldn't be bribed. They couldn't be taken by Capone's people. So a lot of people talk about Elliot Ness because he was the guy who went head-to-head with Al Capone, you know, the most famous gangster of all time.
No, this is a white guy. It's gangster.
Yeah, you're right. You're actually very right. You're right. And because of that, that's one less thing you have to say nice about LA. So we got one.
I already hit him. Yeah.
Yeah, we got him.
Now you have to say a nice thing about LA, Tope.
I like that giant sign they have, so you know where you are.
Mm-hmm. Good job taking care of that in the 80s, guys.
Someone got there and was like, you know what? This would be so much better if there were giant fucking wood, I assume, because why not, letters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very much probably made of metal.
Oh, yeah, for sure, 100%. Yeah. But you know what? It's LA. Everything's fake there, so.
Yeah.
It's fake metal. RJ, mm-hmm. I said we would do this song, talk about Suge Knight. Yeah. We'll talk about Suge Knight, the former, I believe, CEO and co-founder of Death Row Records. One of the most highly controversial people in music history. A man who said on Jimmy Kimmel that, or implied on Jimmy Kimmel that he gave Eazy-E AIDS.
What?
Through a shrimp. We literally just, you, that was a, it was a long time. It was a long hiatus. We're sorry, everyone. So I just went on this Wikipedia, and I remember when I was researching this episode, I saw something under that said personal and legal troubles, and I decided not to even read through it before. I'm like, I'm going to do this live on the podcast. I'm going to read through all his personal legal troubles live for the first time and just get your reaction of all the things wrong that Suge fucking Knight did in his life.
Okay.
Okay. 1995 convictions. In 1995, Knight pled no guilty and sentenced to 5 years probation for assaulting two rappers in the summer of 1992 at a Hollywood recording studio.
Well, I mean, he pled non-guilty. Why would he do that if he was...
Oh, sorry. No contest.
Well, maybe it wasn't a race.
1996, probation violation leading to incarceration. Knight was sent to jail, pen and hair, in a probation violation that happened September 7, 1996, when Suge Knight and his Death Row entourage, including Tupac, attacked Orlando Anderson, the person who allegedly killed Tupac, and was a Crip member. Knight was sentenced to 9 years in prison, but got off early for, I assume, good behavior.
Well, good for him. It looks like he really learned his lesson.
2003 conviction and incarceration.
Oh.
Knight was sent to prison again for violating parole when he struck a parking lot attendant.
Well, define struck, because most of those people are bad men.
that's what you got from this.
When's the last time you met a nice parking attendant?
You're not wrong. 2018 altercation and gang accusation. It was claimed by police that Knight was one of the members of a street gang that they were trying to crack down on in Compton. He was involved in an altercation over money outside the nightclub. He was unconscious for 3 minutes at the hospital. He did not cooperate with the LAPD. I'm okay with everything that happened in that sentence.
He was unconscious and still didn't cooperate. That's just skill right there. That's impressive.
2008 bankruptcy. He claimed and filed a lawsuit against Kanye West because he was owed money, and a lawsuit concerning a 2005 shooting at West pre-BMA party where Knight was wounded by a gunshot to the upper leg.
Well, hold on now. If there's one thing we've learned, if you get into an altercation with Kanye, you're probably in the right.
2009 altercation. Knight was treated at a hospital for facial injuries he received during an altercation at a private party at the W Scottsdale Hotel, where Knight was reportedly punched. That's fine. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. 2012 arrest. Knight was arrested in Las Vegas after police found weed in his car and several warrants for prior traffic violations.
He had the warrants in his car. That's really impressive. Probably, it's like, yeah. Hey, look, this is what I'll use to cover up my weed.
2014 shooting. Knight was shot at a pre-BMA party hosted by Chris Brown outside a nightclub, One Oak. Although he was shot 6 times, he was able to walk from the venue to the ambulance. His injuries required surgery.
Yeah, I figured that part.
2014. Knight and comedian.
There's more?
Knight and comedian Cat Williams were both arrested and charged with second-degree robbery in connection with alleged theft of a camera from a paparazzi the previous month in Beverly Hills, California. While in jail, doctors found a blood clot in Knight's lung. Both of them pled not guilty, and the robbery trial was... delayed.
No, hold. That was What? Did he get did he get that taken care of?
I don't know.
Okay.
Prosecution on charges of voluntary manslaughter 2015 to 2017. Knight crashed his car into two men, killing one of them, including his friend, and fled the scene in Compton, California. Witness claimed Knight followed the man to a burger stand park after an argument on the Straight Outta Compton film set, and the collision looked intentional. Security footage showed Knight run over both men. Knight claimed, and I quote, he acted in self-defense.
Tope. Is that it?
Prosecution on charges of threatening death 2017.
Oh,
a
bud.
Grand jury indicted Knight on charges of threatening death or bodily harm for sending threatening text messages to F. Gary Gary, the director of Straight Outta Compton. He pled not guilty and the charges were dropped as part of a plea agreement that he had for the previous murder.
Okay. How many murders is that again?
I think we're
at five.
I lost count.
Mm-hmm.
2021! Tampa, Orlando, Florida kills a young man named RJ. For talking shit about California.
Oh my god, Tope. I got only one question, bud.
What's that?
The fuck was he doing on Kimmel?
This has been RJ Hates Rap.
You'd think that's so that they'd at least screen that background a little bit.
No, he had the interview wearing a bulletproof vest. They knew. It was also Jimmy Kimmel like in 2003. He needed anything.
Oh.
This like I said in the last podcast, this wasn't Avenger Jimmy Kimmel. This was Man Show. But we're going to give him his own show on ABC because fuck it, who cares, Jimmy Kimmel.
Do you think Jimmy Kimmel got a cape?
Yes.
He didn't.
He could probably be like one of like the shitty Avengers. Like Doctor Strange's like brother.
Doctor Weird?
We have run Marcadio
for now.
For now, RJ Hates Rap on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Every single Friday, learn one song we do 2 days before the podcast goes live, unless my life goes crazy, and then you fucking wait for it. I don't care.
Yeah.
if you want to donate to your boys,
patreon.com/arcadeaudio
for not only RJ Hates Rap content, all arcade content.
Mm.
The hottest of tent. If you want to be part of the show for... For next season, go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. We're doing 100% guaranteed. I'm probably missing some other things. It is the penultimate. Is that how you say it?
That's not a word.
Penultimate. The thing before.
Like, yeah. It's the quarterfinals.
That's a setup. I'm going to give it to you. On the foreplay episode of RJ Hates Rap. RJ, what did we learn today?
Well, Tope, we learned that you can be a bad, bad man and still make it onto ABC Nighttime, still make it out on Good Behavior, still make it as long as you can come up with some solid songs. Sure. LA will always be home to you.
Oh, poor RJ. This is a terrified Tope when you think about what I just read for the last 5 minutes saying. RJ still hates Suge Knight.
Like, he completely got off on all these murders. He's never found guilty, I assume, yes?
I mean, he did go to prison.
And then he got off very early and got to do it again, which makes me think it wasn't guilty. It was probably like some lesser charge they got him on.
Fuck. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I do need to go to therapy. Not maybe. I should go to therapy.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.